This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 64, Biography of Mike Quigley, the Representative from Illinois. General Information. Mike Quigley is an American politician who has served as the U.S. Representative for Illinois' 5th Congressional District since 2009. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been known for his progressive stances on various issues. Quigley's district includes parts of Chicago and its surrounding suburbs, making it one of the most diverse areas he represents. Early life and education. Michael B. Quigley was born on October 17, 1958, in Indianapolis, Indiana. He moved to Chicago at a young age, where he would later build his political career. Quigley attended the University of Chicago Laboratory Schools for his secondary education, which provided him with a strong academic foundation. He then went on to Roosevelt University, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in literature. His interest in public service led him to pursue further education at the University of Chicago, where he obtained a Master of Arts in public policy. Early career. After completing his education, Mike Quigley began his career in public service. He worked as a legislative assistant for Illinois State Senator Don Clark Netsch, gaining first-hand experience in state politics. In 1993, Quigley was appointed to the Chicago Zoning Board of Appeals, where he served for 6 years. This role allowed him to influence urban development policies and understand the intricacies of local governance. His commitment to community development was further evidenced when he was elected to the Cook County Board of Commissioners in 1998. During his tenure, he focused on environmental issues, public transportation, and economic development, setting the stage for his future political endeavors. Election history. Mike Quigley's entry into national politics came in 2009 when he won a special election to replace Rahm Emanuel, who had resigned to become President Barack Obama's chief of staff. Quigley's victory in this election was significant as it was his first step into the U.S. House of Representatives. Since his initial election, Quigley has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his ability to connect with constituents and address their concerns. His re-election campaigns have often focused on his commitment to progressive values, transparency in government, and constituent services. In each election, Quigley has managed to maintain a strong voter base, often winning with significant margins, which reflects his effective representation and responsiveness to district needs. Political stances. Mike Quigley is known for his progressive political stances, particularly in areas like environmental protection, government transparency, and social justice. On environmental issues, Quigley has been a vocal advocate for climate change action. He supports legislation aimed at reducing carbon emissions, promoting renewable energy, and protecting natural resources. His involvement in the Sustainable Energy and Environment Coalition underscores his commitment to these issues. In terms of government transparency, Quigley has pushed for reforms to make government operations more open to the public. He was instrumental in the passage of the Stock Act, which aims to prevent insider trading by members of Congress. His efforts in this area have earned him recognition as a champion of ethics in government. Social justice is another cornerstone of Quigley's political platform. He supports policies that promote equality, including marriage equality, women's rights, and comprehensive immigration reform. Quigley has also been a proponent of criminal justice reform, advocating for changes that address systemic issues within the legal system. Quigley's foreign policy views are also notable, where he has often called for a balanced approach to international relations, emphasizing diplomacy and human rights. He has been critical of policies that he believes undermine these values, advocating for a more ethical foreign policy framework. Mike Quigley, the representative for Illinois' 5th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted commitment to environmental issues, which resonates strongly with the environmentally conscious population of Chicago. Quigley has been a vocal advocate for sustainable practices, pushing for legislation that promotes green energy and reduces carbon emissions. His efforts in this area are not just about policy. They reflect a genuine concern for the future of the planet, which many voters find both inspiring and necessary. Another pillar of Quigley's support base is his approach to governance, characterized by transparency and accountability. He has consistently supported measures to increase government transparency, such as his backing of the Stock Act, which requires members of Congress to disclose their stock transactions. This commitment to openness helps build trust with his constituents, who appreciate a representative that not only talks about integrity but also acts on it. His proactive stance on ethics reform further solidifies his reputation as a politician who prioritizes public interest over personal gain. Quigley's legislative focus also includes significant attention to urban development and infrastructure, crucial for a district that encompasses parts of Chicago. He has been instrumental in securing federal funds for local projects, from public transportation improvements to community development initiatives. His understanding of the needs of urban dwellers, particularly in terms of housing, public safety, and economic development, makes him a favored choice among those who see these issues as paramount. His work on the Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Subcommittee has directly benefited his district, enhancing his appeal to voters concerned with city living conditions. Moreover, Representative Quigley's approach to constituent services is exemplary. He maintains an open-door policy, ensuring that his office is accessible to all constituents, regardless of their political affiliation. This accessibility has translated into effective problem-solving for many residents, from navigating federal bureaucracy to addressing local issues. His staff is known for their responsiveness and dedication, which reflects well on Quigley's leadership and commitment to serving his community directly. Lastly, Quigley's bipartisan efforts in Congress have won him respect across the political spectrum. He is known for his ability to work across the aisle, which is a rare trait in today's polarized political climate. This approach not only facilitates the passage of legislation but also demonstrates a pragmatic approach to politics that many voters admire. His involvement in the Problem Solvers Caucus, a group aimed at finding common ground on key issues, underscores his commitment to practical solutions over partisan bickering. In conclusion, Mike Quigley's support in Illinois' 5th District can be attributed to his environmental advocacy, commitment to transparency, focus on urban development, exemplary constituent services, and his bipartisan legislative approach. These attributes make him not just a representative but a leader who genuinely cares about the welfare of his district and the broader community. His consistent performance and dedication to these values continue to earn him the trust and votes of his constituents. Representative Mike Quigley, serving Illinois' 5th District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons, one of which is his stance on certain economic policies. Many constituents feel that his support for policies that they perceive as favoring big businesses over small enterprises has not served the local economy well. Small business owners, in particular, have voiced frustration over what they see as a lack of advocacy for local economic growth, arguing that Quigley's policies do not adequately address the needs of the district's entrepreneurial community. Another significant point of contention is Quigley's environmental policies. While he has been vocal about climate change and has supported some green initiatives, critics argue that his actions do not go far enough. Environmental groups and activists within his district have expressed disappointment over his compromises on environmental regulations, which they believe cater more to political expediency rather than genuine environmental protection. This has led to a rift with voters who prioritize environmental issues, feeling that Quigley's approach lacks the urgency and commitment needed to tackle pressing ecological challenges effectively. Quigley's foreign policy decisions have also drawn ire from different segments of his electorate. His votes on military engagements and foreign aid have been criticized for not aligning with the district's diverse views on international relations. Some constituents feel that his support for certain military actions abroad does not reflect the peace-oriented values of many in his district, leading to a sense of disconnect. Moreover, his stance on issues like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict has alienated voters who advocate for a different approach to Middle Eastern policy, further eroding his support base. On the issue of healthcare, Representative Quigley has been accused of not pushing hard enough for comprehensive reform. Despite his support for the Affordable Care Act, Many in his district believe that he has not done enough to address the ongoing issues with healthcare affordability and accessibility. Advocates for single-payer healthcare systems or more robust public options feel that Quigley's incremental approach does not meet the urgent needs of those struggling with healthcare costs. This dissatisfaction has led to a perception that he is out of touch with the healthcare struggles of his constituents. Lastly, Quigley's approach to constituent services has been a point of criticism. Some residents report difficulties in accessing his office for help with federal issues, feeling that their concerns are not adequately addressed or that responses are slow and bureaucratic. This has fostered a sense of neglect among voters who expect more direct and effective representation. The perception that Quigley is more focused on national politics rather than local issues has further diminished his support, as constituents feel their immediate needs are being overlooked in favor of broader political agendas. In summary, the lack of support for Representative Mike Quigley stems from a variety of policy disagreements, perceived inadequacies in addressing local economic and environmental issues, and a disconnect in constituent services. These factors contribute to a growing sentiment among some voters that Quigley does not fully represent their interests or the district's needs, leading to a decline in his political support. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.